Komoya Watamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Greens co-leader James Shaw says he's open to a memorandum of understanding with the incoming National-led government if it will lead to robust climate change policies. He says neither National nor ACT have policies that will withstand international scrutiny, and they may need the Greens, Whakaaro and Tautoko. While he's not expecting a call from incoming Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, it's been done before.
In the 2008 to 2011, we had a memorandum of understanding with John Key's National government. That didn't get started until about 6 months after the government had formed. So they kind of bedded down, you know, worked out what they were doing, and then there was a conversation. I mean, I think if there's anything of that kind of arrangement, that'll be for the future.
Mr. Shaw says, in the meantime, National needs to stitch together what could be a very awkward coalition. A Māori health leader says it will take more than a click of Shane Leti's fingers to get rid of the Māori Health Authority. National's health spokesperson has promised legislation to disestablish Te Aka Whai Ora will be introduced within the first 100 days of the new government. He claims having a separate agency is doing nothing to improve Māori health outcomes, and he's beefed up the Health Ministry's Māori Health Secretariat instead. But Lady Tūreiti Moxon, the Chief Executive of Kirikiriroa's Te Kōhao Health, says Te Aka Whai Ora was a Crown response to recommendations in the Waitangi Tribunal, Y2575 Health Services Inquiry.
A lot of work has gone in, a lot of finance has gone in to create something that this country has never seen. We want to look after our own, care for our own. We want to make decisions at the table for our own.
On other news, University of Auckland researchers say genetic testing for a rare form of diabetes could improve treatment options for Māori, Pacifica and other ethnic groups. Professor Rinky Murphy, who is also a diabetes physician, has been leading research on use of precision medicine in diabetes. She says monogenic diabetes, which is caused by changes in a single gene, can often be treated with tablets rather than insulin. And finding the gene means other members of a family can also be tested and given precautionary treatment. She says precision medicine is already changing the way cancer is treated.
That's been the approach for cancer, and there is a similar approach developing for diabetes, in that we'll eventually hope to get a more targeted treatment approach and be able to subclassify diabetes a bit better so the treatments can be better.
Rinky Murphy says half the people identified in the study as having monogenic diabetes could have been more effectively treated by taking 6 tablets a day instead of an insulin jab. And that's your Wātea English News.